Chapter 19. Doodles in the Crops. There is also good reason to believe that the phenomenon known as the crop circles have been created via satellites by the microwave technology known as HARP. These circles and formations are not caused by doodling extraterrestrials with nothing better to do. The technology to create even the most complex crop mandalas is certainly in existence, regardless of the denials of scientists and science buffs. Terence Meaden and the main experts that originally specialized in the circles are known to have worked for top government think tanks and laboratories. The same goes for other disinformationalists, such as Carl Sagan, Arthur C. Clarke, Timothy Leary, and others. Their information regarding the phenomena is inaccurate and misleading, designed to lead one away from the truth. It has become so easy for these types and their superiors to dupe us like this. After centuries of spiritual impoverishment, of mental and physical deprivation, we are in great need of knowledge and empowerment. We will, therefore, flippantly entertain any and all ideas that are manufactured for us to consume, especially ideas that occasion vicarious fulfillment of deep archetypal or instinctual desires. The progeny of Atlantis are expert in the subjects of human biology and psychology, and they know all about the operations and complexion of the human libido. The myriad sensationalistic distractions they produce are adroitly crafted to poison the psyche and lead to existential anomalies. One can, however, tell that there is something malign behind these facades when subtle fallacies are introduced regarding divinity and spirit. Some of these insinuations are so subtle that they persist into accepted traditions and enter into the collective consciousness. Originally, there was a phenomenon of crop circles, but they are different from the ones that have been appearing and captivating the masses of late. The hole in the ozone layer was not only caused by CFCs, but by microwave technology from HARP. Microwaves were beamed onto the Stargate to break it, but instead they superheated the atmosphere, causing permanent damage to the ozone layer. HARP and microwaves are also behind the greenhouse effect. CFCs are an environmental problem. The CFC molecule is 3 times heavier than the air molecules. It sinks rather than rises. The CFCs which are in the stratosphere got there because of the atomic blasts of tested weaponry and from the launching of rockets, such as the space shuttle Atlantis. When these bombs detonate and when these supersonic vessels blast off, they carry a vast amount of dust up with them. And with the dust, goes the CFCs. The very velocity and spiraling motion of the rockets and of the satellites causes disturbance in the planet's atmosphere by generating large amounts of positive ionization. Even from the earliest of times, the Atlanteans and their progeny have long been involved in manipulating weather. Again, it is in myths that we find most of the references, which have been not taken seriously. In the post-diluvian epoch, our planet has been visited by many plagues and meteorological catastrophes, not all of which have had natural causes. In 535 AD, for instance, there was such an event which impacted the entire world, causing people to expect the end of the world. John Ephesus, in the Chronicle of Michael the Syrian, recorded the event and wrote, "There was a sign from the sun, the like of which had never been seen and reported before. The sun became dark and its darkness lasted for 18 months. Everyone declared that the sun would never recover its full light again." For more on this kind of phenomena and the causes, see Gods of Eden by William Bramley. HARP is used for other purposes also. The Stargate prevents the humanoid descendants of the Nephilim from leaving this planet, but does not prevent other beings from entering the atmosphere of Earth. Most sightings today are of the Nephilim crafts which can move freely through the atmosphere but cannot penetrate the barrier. These other visitors, whose ships are occasionally seen also, are generally beings of a high consciousness who are allowed through the Stargate. In their desperation, the Bent Ones have often sought to trap these incoming ships, in hope of procuring them to make an escape. To trap these other crafts, they use low and high frequency waves and radiotronic weaponry. These are housed and manipulated from the Earth, from below the surface of the Earth, and also, more recently, from orbiting satellites. And certain visiting beings have indeed suffered the fate of having their ships mysteriously veering out of control and falling to the ground. The occupants are then summarily abducted and incarcerated in the many underground stations run by the military and are often tortured to reveal their secrets. See Stranger from Venus and The Day the Earth Stood Still. The grays that are common in eyewitness reports are not the actual aliens, but are semi-organic automatons created by their masters who control them via advanced forms of remote control. This is betrayed by eyewitness reports of their strange movements and stoic attitudes. There are several theories that can account for the designs in the Wheat Witch. In all likelihood, will never be covered in the mainstream media. The Earth has its own geomantic grid, its own biospheric energy which is not conducive to the alien presence on this planet. For this reason, forests have been eradicated, oceans polluted, and the air filled with dioxides and monoxides. In the same way as we would feel ill at ease in a prison cell, those with a strong alien biology are negatively affected by the ultraviolet rays, the Schumann waves, and other cosmic and geospheric forces surrounding them. The very things we find indescribably pleasing about the planet, they experience as discordant. This planet's size is also not the same as what they were used to, and things became worse after the war that they instigated against their firstborn. Consequently, they engage in certain bizarre undertakings to counteract this discomfort, but which are outside the scope of this book, like physically moving the entire planet to a new location in the solar system. The progeny of the Nephilim, like their alien fathers, have been making use of deep underground caverns, some of which are hundreds of miles wide. They do not find it suitable on the surface of the planet and prefer the underworld. This is one reason why their monopolies are so adroit at leveling the forests and polluting the atmosphere. It is the ordinary Adamic human that suffers, while they remain impervious in their underground cities. The crop circles are designed by them via satellite for some of the same reasons. They cause changes in the frequency of the Earth grid in favor of the alien presence, and the humans that gather on site and who watch on TV are part of the ritual. The energy of curiosity that they expend is very valuable, for any event that utilizes mass consciousness serves the aliens and the macrobes, whether that event appears to be sacred or not. The average human's entire psychology changes when viewing anything like an eclipse, a comet, a solstice, or other anomalies. This release of collective telekinetic psychic force is really like an emission of power from a giant organic battery or a computer. The Serpent Masters are expert in creating theaters for just these kinds of events. They are the gladiatorial arenas of the modern age. See also Quatermass the Conclusion, 5 million years to Earth, and Life Force. The crop circles do indeed feature sacred symbolism, but that does not of itself mean that they are formed by sacred persons or entities. The circle is sacred but is used in any number of common and banal ways. Moreover, sacred symbolism has been consistently used by the creators of cities, the builders of universities, and in cathedrals and churches for centuries, yet these are some of the most adroitly exploitative edifices of the alien Bloodkin. Unfortunately, just because a symbol is known to have magical properties does not mean that only one side can use it. It is also somewhat simplistic and irrational to expect the aliens to use patently negative symbolism that would openly betray their presence and agenda. Let it be known once and for all that when real spiritual forces are operating in the human domain, there is never any question of mystery or befuddlement. There is only direct, austere confrontation, administered understanding and truth, no doubts, no speculations, no theories. Divine powers are not in the habit of condoning or instigating wasteful expenditures of mental or emotional energy. If there is even the slightest question as to the nature, origin, or veracity of any phenomena, then that is already perfect proof that true universal forces were not involved. One need look only to the human domain.